We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is WWJ All Local.
General Motors plants nationwide are shut down and nearly 50,000 workers are on the picket lines. Talks to end the strike have resumed. Once again, we turn to our AutoBeat reporter, Jeff Gilbert.
You know, GM actually has inventories that would be called too big if they weren't in the middle of a strike, so there won't be any vehicle shortages for a while, but Bloomberg still estimates GM to be losing about $50 million a day. That's a lot, says Auto Trader analyst Michelle Krebs, but...
It's the workers on the line that hurt the most in these situations because they make a couple hundred dollars a week, and that certainly is not what they are used to.
The union, in returning to the talk, said that GM didn't make a serious proposal till the last minute. GM says it's offered workers pay increases and new investments. I'm Jeff Gilbert, WWJ, News Radio 950.
And the strike is of concern to Macomb County Executive Mark Hackle, who says it's going to be affecting a large portion of the population in the county.
Over the last two-year period, we had the most increase in manufacturing jobs than anywhere else in the entire country. Our county was number one in the country. So we know it's going to have an impact. But again, what can you do? Kind of wait it out. We got to sit back and see, you know, how these negotiations continue to progress.
Hackle's worried not just about auto jobs, but those at auto suppliers as well. He doesn't have any hard numbers, but he says the city of Warren and Sterling Heights would be hardest hit by the strike. Meantime, as WWJ business editor Marie Feldman reports, the auto industry, of course, the focus on Wall Street again today.
You know, we've been tracking GM stock since early this morning when pre-market orders were starting to come in at about 6 a.m. The stock opened at 9:30 in New York, down 3%. At the close, GM is down just over 4% to $37.21 a share. That's a drop of $1.65. Investors then turn their attention to companies that might feel the strike impact. American Axle of Metro Detroit down 3.5% today, a drop of 32 cents a share. Lear is down $2.31. That's close to 2%. BorgWarner down 51 cents. That's more than 1%. And Gentex down 58 cents a share, or 2%. All of those companies down more than the market was today. So the market outperformed those stocks. Ford and Fiat Chrysler still at the table. Their workers did not go out on strike. Shares of Ford are down 15 cents to $9.30 a share. That's a loss of 1.5%. And Fiat Chrysler is down almost 1%, 11 cents a share, now sitting at $37.21.
A congressional hearing in the home district bringing Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib near that Marathon refinery in Detroit. She's hearing from the community about their environmental concerns. News Radio 950's John Hewitt was there.
The gathering here inside of the Kemeny Recreation Center on 4th Street is literally a mile down the road from Marathon's oil refinery. It drew a large turnout of local residents here, over 200 in attendance for this congressional hearing, which has just concluded. Among those to testify was Emma Lockridge of Michigan United, a local longtime climate and environmental justice organizer who lives in the shadow of the Marathon plant.
We are still being poisoned. Not one house has ever been tested across the street from this facility. And it is a brownfield. I contacted the EPA. I contacted the state. They did nothing. Why? Because we're black. They do nothing.
Detroit's 48217 zip code, where this meeting was held, a part of Congresswoman Tlaib's home district, is long known to be Michigan's most polluted. From the southwest side, John Hewitt, WWJ, News Radio 950.
And Marathon officials say the facility has gone through a lot of improvements over the years. David Lever is the general manager of the Marathon Detroit refinery.
If you look at our facility, we're 3% of the pollution in this area. We are 3%, and it's 3% of a lot of different industry, but I can't speak to all the health issues that were mentioned in the meeting today. I can't speak to all those because I'm not aware of what those are or what the causes are of those incident, of those health issues.
He says in the last 20 years, that facility has reduced emissions by 80%. Global fuel prices could soon soar following attacks on a pair of Saudi oil facilities. AAA's Jeanette Casalano says the attacks reportedly cut Saudi Arabia's production capability in half. And if the kingdom is unable to quickly get the facilities back online, drivers will likely pay more at the pump.
If we start inching up towards that $65, $70 mark, we could very well see gas prices increase another 25 cents, even more, depending on that crude price point.
The president says it's looking like Iran was responsible for the attacks on key oil installations in Saudi Arabia, but he says he does not want war. Detroit's mayor floating a plan to sell bonds to eliminate every last vacant home within 5 years.
Detroit Mayor Mike Duggan is asking the city council to approve a $250 million bond issue that he claims will not cost city residents any more in taxes. Duggan says there are about 27,000 vacant homes remaining in Detroit as federal and state money for demolitions runs out.
With this plan, we are going to be able to use the money for renovation as well as demolition. And I think there'll be about 1,000 houses where we can put a subsidy in that will probably move it from demolition to rehab. We think we got another 7,000 that'll get rehabbed anyway.
Duggan says Detroit firms would carry out the work, something he couldn't do with federal money. The city council would have to approve the bonds by December to get the proposal on the ballot in March. Sandra McNeil, WWJ News Radio 950.
A Rochester Hills man has died in a crash in Monroe County. The sheriff's department says the 32-year-old victim was driving a car that crossed the center line on Lewis Avenue southwest of Monroe and crashed into a truck. The crash happened just before 10 o'clock this morning. The Rochester Hills man was not wearing a seatbelt. He died at the scene. Investigators are not sure what made him cross the center line. Two people from the truck were wearing seatbelts and were not injured.
For the latest news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s, tune into AM 950. Favorite WWJ on radio.com or ask Alexa to play WWJ News Radio 950.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.